Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Betty Otten, and she's from the Lewis area. Good morning to you, Betty.
Good morning.
Betty, there are lots of things happening in Lewis, and I know that you're involved in a lot of them. And the one that we want to talk about today is related to The Rock. How's progress on The Rock?
The Rock is coming along really good. It's in the process of being painted, as most everybody knows. And the Lewis Improvement Committee is going to try and help raise money to buy benches for The Rock so that when people come to visit, they'll have a place to sit. And we're going to have another Spring Fling Luncheon this year.
Well, I know you've done several fundraisers for several reasons, and I'm sure you did a Spring Fling Lunch last year. Must have been a success, because here we are again.
Yes, it was a big success. Everybody thought that it was really nice with the variety of salads and the ham salad, chicken salad, and egg salad that we served on croissants. And we're going to do the same thing again this year.
All right. If it works, let's keep on working it. Now, what's the date and where is it?
It's March the 29th, and it's going to be at the Lewis Community Center. And we're going to have a representative there from the Freedom Rock in case somebody has not ordered a brick yet in memory of their loved one that was either in the Civil War, World War II, or if they're just serving in the service. And they will be there to help with the purchase of that. And we're hoping to make enough money to buy three benches.
All right. That's a good start, to have three benches there. People just, they can walk out there. They can they can have a picnic there. And, I'm sort of getting ahead in a way. We need to tell people where the Freedom Rock is located, because there's a couple possibilities in Lewis.
Yes, there is. It's going to be at Pioneer Park, which is the original square for the town of Lewis. And we also have another marker up there that is in, I believe it's the southwest corner, that has a dedication to one of the Civil War veterans.
Okay, so it all kind of comes together with this project, and we should tell people, I think a lot of people, when you say the park in Lewis, they think of the downtown one. This one is to the, I guess it doesn't matter which way you're coming into Lewis, but it's the east of the main road that comes through Lewis. And
yes.
Is that where the water tower is?
Yes, that's where the water tower is. So if you see the water tower, you can follow your eyes right to the water tower, and the Freedom Rock is right there.
I know we're going to talk some more about the Spring Fling Lunch, but as I recall, there's been a number of improvements there. I believe there's some restrooms that were put in?
No, we haven't put any restrooms in.
Okay, that's a project to come, maybe.
I hope so, yes. We do have a beautiful shelter up there.
Okay.
We now have electricity, too, so we're very proud of that one also.
Okay, so it's a good spot to do a lot of different things, just to maybe take a little break or have a family reunion or have a picnic or lots of possibilities there at the park.
Yes, at both parks. We're quite proud of some of the work that's been done in both of the parks. The landscaping and the flags will come hopefully within the next month for the Freedom Rock. And we're hoping that everybody in Cass County that would like to support and make known that they care about the Cass County Freedom Rock will come and join us for that luncheon on the 29th and contribute to the benches that will be going up there We're looking really forward to getting them put in.
Mm-hmm. And the benches are going to be locally made?
Yes. Wyrick Welding is making the benches for us, and there will be three of them. And on the backs of the benches will be the insignias of all six branches of service. For instance, Army and Navy on one, etc. So that we cover all six branches of the service.
All right. Now, the rock, the Freedom Rock, sits, as I recall, on a cement piece that's in the shape of Iowa. Is that correct?
It sure does.
Okay. Now, where do the bricks go? When people buy these bricks in memory of their loved ones, where are those going to go?
Okay. They will go into an easel that is being put in the landscaping.
Oh, okay.
They will not be walked on. They will be up. They'll be tilted and easy viewing.
Okay.
For the visitors.
That's important too, to see who those bricks are in memorial of. And that's good to know. But it's a part of it. It sounds like that whole plan to honor veterans, to honor service people, and kind of remind us that we need to say thank you.
Correct. We all know that freedom is not free, and a lot of our American boys have sacrificed.
And girls and women.
And women. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, and you can, you don't have to wait until spring fling. If there's a nice day, you could get on over and take a look. I know that Jim Field visited with Bubba Sorensen, who's painting the rock, and that he talked about the progress and emphasized what you also said, Betty, that this is the Cass County rock, that there's going to be one Freedom Rock in every county, and this is the Cass County one.
Yes, and I think it will be something that the county can be very, very proud of. Hopefully, the rock will be done by the first of the week.
Okay, that's exciting.
So, yeah, and so if somebody wants to come out on the 29th and they want to go see the rock and then come have lunch with us, or come have lunch and then go see the rock, we would love to have a very good outturn and support from the Cass County.
Yes, and it's a good way. You know, you've talked about good food, of course, but a good time. I think it's a great time for people to visit with each other and kind of check out what's going on and just be in the know about what's going on in the county.
Exactly, and it'll be a nice day. I mean, it's a Sunday. It would be something to do and possibly get to meet some of the other people that do live in Cass County. We're hoping that it will be a nice gathering.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we haven't talked about price.
It's a free will donation. We never set a price on a meal. It's always free will donation. So somebody with lots of money can come, and somebody on a limited budget can still come and enjoy. You're not limited to what you eat.
All right.
So yes, you can come and fill up.
And I know there are lots of good cooks in the Lewis area, and I'm guessing that a lot of the salads and desserts are being donated by them? Is that
yes?
Correct? All right.
Yes. I am also going to ask some other people in the county for donations also for salads.
Good idea. Just get more people involved. If they got some food there, they're going to bring some company with them. So good idea, Betty.
I hope so.
And it's really exciting. As I understand, the Cass County Rock was going to be done a little bit later, and somehow something happened so that Bubba got this work done earlier than he'd originally planned. So that's great. So it'll be done before you have this spring fling. I think that's pretty exciting.
Yes. We're very excited about it, and we're hoping that our excitement will start rubbing off on a lot of other people.
Okay. Remember that Lewis was the first county seat in Cass County. It's just, I think that's just one more plus. But spring fling lunch is what date and what time and where?
March the 29th. and 11:30 to 1:30, or until people quit coming, and it will be at the Lewis Community Center.
Okay, so come on by, have lunch, and see the rock, and plan to give a little donation. We want to thank you very much, Betty Otten, for visiting with us.
Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh. Here's a thought. Fantasy is an exercise bicycle for the mind. It might not take you anywhere, but it tones up and muscles that can.